Let us move on to item number three, action area. We are looking at the Tsim Sha Tsui East and the Tsim Sha Tsui West action area. In order to allow more time for the discussion, this item will be handled first. Firstly, we have two papers that have been prepared. The first paper is paper number TFK-03-2013 on revitalizing the Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront. And in relation to the presentation of this paper, let me welcome from the New World Development Company Limited, Ms. Maria Zheng. Maria? Mr. John Liu, Mr. Jeff Tong, Mr. Calvin Toh, Mr. Calvin Chan, and that of Mr. Daniel Pan. And from Master Plan Limited, Mr. Ian Brownlee, from James Corner Field Operations, Mr. James Corner, Mr. Keith O'Connor, Mr. Jay Yun Jong, and from Urbis Limited, Mr. Alexander Duggy, from Kent Patterson Fox Associates, Mr. Paul Katz, and Mr. Forth Bagley. Welcome. And from OV Arab and Partners Hong Kong Limited, Ms. Carmen Ju. Right. And then we have another paper prepared by LCSD, which is the provision of an art square at Salisbury Garden, Tsim Sha Tsui, which is paper number TFK-04-2013. And I would also like to welcome members from LCSD, from Leisure and Cultural Services Department, Dr. Louis Ng, hi, Mr. Tang Hoi Chu, Ms. Tam Mei Yi Eve, and from Architectural Services Department, ArchSD, Ms. Vivian Fong. Welcome. I would like to invite members to declare interest, if any. Yes, Peter. So, Peter, may I suggest that you stay in the meeting as an observer and refrain from giving direct comments on the project? Yep.
Yes. My company has business dealing with New World Development Company Limited, but not on this project.
Patrick, if your work and relation with the New World Development is not directly on this project, I think you should be able to give comments as any other member.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is there any other member who would like to declare an interest? If not, then let us move on. And for members' background, New World Development will present to us a proposal for a comprehensive enhancement of the Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront with a conceptual landscape design for the waterfront area adjacent to the New World Center and the Palace Mall sites. And LCSD will present the renovation proposal of Salisbury Garden after the New World Development's presentation. So may I now invite Ms. Maria Zheng of New World Development to present her paper within 15 minutes, and that will be followed by Dr. Louis Ng of LCSD's paper. Please also present within 15 minutes. Ms. Maria Zheng, please.
Madam Chair, I'm going to make a brief presentation introduction, and then James Corner is going to present the main portion of the paper.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. I understand from what you were just saying that question time will be at the end of LCSD's presentation. Is that correct, Madam Chair? Questions will follow our presentation or the LCSD presentation?
The questions will follow after both presentations have been made.
Thank you very much. This paper is presented on behalf of New World Development, and you're probably aware that they're currently in the process of remodeling the New World Centre and the Palace Mall, and these will be completed by 2016. So this provides a three-year period and a great opportunity to look at the public realm in the vicinity of these two private developments and together to optimize the revitalization of the adjacent portion of the Timsa Choi waterfront. Now, James Corner has been commissioned to come up with conceptual schemes which could achieve this. And to provide a context, he has taken a broad view of the Timsa Choi waterfront and then identified three areas where there's some immediate action is required if things are to happen within this period of 3 years. In addressing the waterfront, we are very aware of the great involvement of LCSD in these areas, and this has been recognised in paragraph 2.4 of our paper. It's not the intention of this presentation to interfere with LCSD's program and projects, but it does provide an opportunity to have an overseas consultant present another view of the opportunities that exist. The opportunity does exist to coordinate works and minimise adverse impact on the public enjoyment of these areas during this construction period. This presentation is therefore primarily a holistic view of what could be achieved on the waterfront. It's considered by us to be perhaps the first of several presentations to the task force, each of which can address specific issues. This presentation therefore does not try to cover everything, as there is not time to do so, and in some cases it's premature. We will therefore not be covering tourist coach parking, underground pedestrian connections, management proposals for the public areas, nor the design of the New World Centre, and that New World Centre design could come back to you in 3 to 6 months' time. I can assure that all of these issues are being studied, and your views on any of the 5 points that have been raised under advice sought in paragraph 7 of the paper would help in this respect. But at this stage, it's much better to hear from James about the waterfront as a whole, and now I'll pass it across to him.
Okay. Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to be here, and thank you for taking the time for us to share with you our concepts. We were asked by New World to reimagine the waterfront and to begin to think about how we can better leverage the real potential of this waterfront to be a world-class waterfront for all people. What we're about to show you is really focused on the public realm. By the public realm, we mean space that is open to all, that is inclusive and democratic, and that leverages the remarkable assets of this waterfront, the views to Hong Kong Central and across the harbour. My own office has considerable experience with waterfronts. As you know, most cities around the world are making a considerable effort to revitalize their waterfronts, to better connect their neighborhoods and communities and people to the waterfronts, to bringing new uses and eventful activities to the waterfront, to greening the waterfront and bringing a better sense of nature and greenery, and to finding new ways to leverage the waterfront in terms of bringing new identity and new value to the city. The opportunities here are huge. This is definitely a world-class waterfront, as you know. The views are unheralded. The connectivity potential to tie this waterfront back into Kowloon and into the various communities is huge. It's a waterfront that has both local significance for local people, but is also globally significant in terms of its attractiveness and identity for many others. We want to try to discuss this public realm as being something that is holistic and integrated, not a waterfront that is piecemeal or broken or fragmented. And we want to understand this waterfront as being a democratic space for all people. We also want the waterfront to be active, to not simply be a scenic and beautiful and walkable waterfront, but something that is also highly eventful and energetic. There are many arts and culture possibilities in relationship to the museums, but also the arts and cultures community of Kowloon. There's opportunities for markets and for food and beverage amenities, for large lawns, promenades, furnished areas for seating and for performance. Another key concept is the idea of having a whole chain of experiences and episodes along the waterfront that draws the visitor along and makes one keep moving from one space to the next to the next. And importantly, and an important thing we want to focus on today, is the issue of connectivity and walkability, making the waterfront easier to get to, more people-friendly, and much better connected into the fabric of Kowloon. We're going to discuss three focus areas. The one is the Nathan Road crossing at Salisbury Road. The second is Salisbury Gardens, and the third is the Avenue of the Stars, and just to the east of the promenade. Firstly, reconnecting Salisbury Road. This is an aerial photograph of the situation today. It is definitely not people-friendly. It is not at all easy to cross this busy intersection, and yet this is one of the key locations where we should be making every effort to allow people to connect to the waterfront. We simply want to look at this possibility, making this a more walkable and pedestrian-friendly intersection, while also recognizing the significant traffic and transit demands here at the same time. We've looked at a number of crosswalk ideas that use bold graphics as well as signals to prioritize the pedestrian. The possibility of crossing the intersection in multiple ways. And working with Arup transportation engineers, developed an idea for how to have an at-grade crossing here that is safe and workable and accommodates traffic demand as well as safely allowing people to cross the road. The red hatched line there shows the existing tunnel as one mode of pedestrian connection. The two green lines show the idea of new pedestrian crossings coordinated with signals that would allow for safe pedestrian crossing. Working with Arup, we have begun to look at this or study this as being possible in four stages, where traffic lights are used to allow a four-stage crossing sequence. In stage one, the green arrows there indicate where it is safe to cross to an island position where pedestrians can wait. In the second stage, the southern lane is opened. You'll notice how the pink line along the bottom is indicating how New World intends to reallocate space for the bus drop-off and therefore create a much more generous frontage for pedestrian crossings. In stage three, the traffic is indicated here. The green indicates where people can cross, and in stage four. And again, that is a cyclical sequence of lights and crossings that make this a much safer crossing and prioritizes the crossing for people. The second thing we'd like to highlight is the rehabilitation of Salisbury Gardens. This is the site today, or the actual legal parcel definition of the site. And just to the west, you'll see the parcel that is related to both the Space Museum and the Art Museum and terminates the axis of Nathan. This is a rendition of the existing greenery today, with lawns and planting beds and a number of trees. this shows to the West the proposal by LCSD for a new arts plaza that I believe they will present to you in a moment. And this represents the plan that we've been working on for Salisbury Gardens. There are a number of features here, beginning with number one would be the crosswalk across from Nathan. Number two is a media beacon or a vertical feature that will signal to people on Nathan that this is a public and welcoming and inviting space. Number three is an art square. Number four is a green structure that leads to stairs and elevators down to the levels below. Number five is a sunken garden related to number six, which is a palace mall entry. Number seven and eight are green structures that cover a number of utility structures existing on the site. Number nine is an artist's area. Number 10 is a cafe with outdoor movable table and chairs. Number 12 is a green carpet. Number 11 is another cafe related to the main centerpiece of the design, which is a large lawn that overlooks the harbor and the city. Number 14 has a small performance stage as part of the lawn. Number 15 is an observation deck, and number 16 is a floating island. Circulation is fairly direct through the gardens. 50% of the space should be in the shade of trees and covered structures, and the EVA route is maintained throughout the garden to maintain access to the museum and to the waterfront. The key view corridor from Nathan to the end facade of the museum is maintained. And then once in the gardens, we envisage shade from trees, clear lines of visibility underneath the canopy of the trees, a pavilion for cafe and outdoor dining, a very dramatic planted green landscape, but with clear sight lines to the harbor and to the city beyond, and a large event lawn enjoying undisturbed and open views of the harbor and the skyline. The third thing we want to speak with you about today is the rejuvenation of the Avenue of the Stars. This is the situation today. We believe it's a fairly congested situation. It's difficult sometimes to accommodate the sheer number of people on the Avenue of the Stars. It's also, got to be one of the world's most spectacular destinations, and yet whether or not the design of this promenade and the accommodation of spaces for people to sit and to view and to use the promenade is as dynamic as it might be. One of the things we've been exploring in the top diagram, you'll see the gray coverage there, is the extent of the existing deck of the promenade. And in the pink below is a reconfiguration or a slight addition to that decking to provide a series of spaces where people can actually have overlooks and have places to sit on this already busy promenade. This is a plan of the situation today and a plan of the proposed area. And you can see an idea here to open up the promenade, provide more shade structures that are green, a series of overlooks over the harbor, and new furnishing for people to sit. To the west is a sort of a floating island. It's really a floating garden in that triangle of water. And to the east is a spectacular water feature in relationship to the New World development and allowing the visitor to move further to the east. This is a sort of preliminary sketch of the way that event lawn meets a performance stage in an overlook, and the idea of the floating garden and the water, and the beginning of the Avenue of the Stars. And then as you are on the Avenue of the Stars, the concept is to try to roll the edge so that it's a more engaging edge where people can actually come out and step over the water and put their hands on a railing and enjoy the view and take photographs, but also with a lots of provision for seating and for shade, with these new shade trellis structures with green vines and green foliage. And this is, again, a preliminary rendering of the idea of that rolling edge, rolling gently up and down, but allowing people to come out to enjoy the view with seating behind and with the shade trellis structures behind that. This is a view, a sketch view of the water feature to the at the western end of Avenue of the Stars. We see a sort of a footbridge here, allowing the visitor to gain a meter and a half in elevation, which will change their views and their perspectives across the bay and across the harbour, back to the city, and create a sort of a threshold space between the Avenue of the Stars proper and the western, the eastern promenade. And in there is an elliptical body of water and a dramatic water feature that would be a centerpiece and a major attraction for all to enjoy. And this is another view of the same idea for the water feature within that body of water, the bridge gently raising you a little higher for views, and the creation, really, of a destination and a major attraction here on the waterfront. To the east, further to the east, this is the existing situation. And what we're proposing are a series of more social spaces, social rooms, a shade room, a theater room, a lounge room, a food room. The idea is to try to bring success stories from other waterfronts around the world, which have really socialized the waterfront in terms of making it active and eventful and creating dramatic settings for people to sit and enjoy being with other people and enjoying the context. There's an important need for shade, so the provision of shade pavilions and trellises are bringing more greenery to the waterfront in the form of vines and plantings, places where people can sit but also invite performance and impromptu events, and dramatic settings and dramatic types of furniture where people are invited to sit in different types of groupings with different types of vista. And finally, a provisional look at the cultural center piazza, thinking about ways to try to make that very important space on this waterfront more sociable, more varied in its eventfulness, to bring water features, to provide tables and chairs for outdoor dining and for social life on the waterfront. This is the situation today with the clock tower, the space, and the elevated overlook. And one of the ideas we had was to try to reconfigure that, where actually the high point of this space is towards the back, with a series of pavilions that would provide food and beverage amenities with tables and chairs in the shades of trees. That higher level would enjoy great views across the harbour. But a series of seating steps would encourage people to sit and enjoy performances right there on the waterfront, with the harbour being the backdrop for these kinds of performances. This is a sketch that just shows the concept of those tiers or those levels or terraces. And you can see here the way that climbs up from the waterfront. The lower balcony brings you lower to the water than you experience today. So you have a more dramatic relationship to the water. the mid-level terrace, we see the potential for a very dramatic water feature as well as a performance space. The bank of seating steps that encourage people to sit and enjoy the view, with a lawn and with food kiosks along the top. It's another sort of view looking down on this, and the idea of a very dramatic waterfront celebrating this location really is one of the centerpieces in the jewels around Victoria Harbour. And this is a final image just to convey what we're ultimately looking for, which is to create a place for people that is democratic and open, accommodates local needs and local uses and local interests, as well as the global visitor, and really leverages the context of this site in relationship to the harbour, the skyline, the peak, and the scale of this remarkable place. This is the final slide in our presentation. Just to repeat, the desire to try to view this precinct not as a series of piecemeal areas in relationship to individual owners or stakeholders, but to view this as one holistic, comprehensive, integrated public landscape. You could imagine that the museums as public institutions could be nested within this park, and the waterfront could be something that is continuous, varied, rich, active, energetic, and redefines the face of Kowloon as it meets the waterfront. Thank you for your time, and I believe we pass the microphone to...
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Good afternoon, everyone. James has just made a wonderful presentation and, on the landscape design of the Chimsa Tree, the whole area. Our presentation will focus on the Hong Kong Cultural Center campus, but cover broader aspects, not only the open space, but the buildings, the facilities, the program and the activities. But the proposal from New World and that from LCSD are compatible because we share the same vision, we take the same approach, and we are prepared to collaborate. So our proposal has a master plan master plan for the entire Hong Kong Cultural Center campus and a quick win, a short-term win of the Salisbury Garden Phase 1. Our plan is not a beautification project. We are not just to facelift the outward appearance to make it beautiful. Our improvements are not only about the buildings, the facilities, or the open space, but the way how we envision the Hong Kong Cultural Center to contribute to the enhancement of the harbourfront, the development of our arts and culture, and also the shaping of a lifestyle for Hong Kong people. So here we set out three objectives: vibrancy, connectivity, sustainability. They are also our guiding principles which we will adopt when we take the project forward. For vibrancy, we will leave in the buildings, the open space with renovation and rehabilitation projects. Most important, we will bring in diversity and creativity in the users, programming and activities. We provide new and inspiring experience to the public. For the connectivity, we will enhance the connectivity so that the public can easily access to the waterfront and different places within the campus. We will also connect people to activities, and connect people to people. We provide a platform, whether it's a place or an activity for people to meet, to interact, to share. For the sustainability, that is the core value of our projects. We adopt the key principles of sustainability, just like the environmental friendly, more greening, diversity, public participation, in the design, in the planning, in the use of material, and the management of the area. We will open up more opportunities and platforms to engage the public. And we are also committed to promoting a sense of ownership. It's not LCSD venues, you know, it's the public venues to those who come to the campus and use the facilities. The approaches are very important. We have three approaches: holistic, integral, and collaborative. For holistic, we don't think we need a coherent framework for the whole Chimsa Joy waterfront facilities and open space, and then and also we will coordinate all revitalization projects with New World Development to achieve a holistic approach. Jim has mentioned, you know, the importance of holistic approach. We entirely agree it's a must for these projects. Integration is a key issue for this project. We have four layers for this project, how to integrate. We need to integrate the indoor and outdoor facilities. Hardware and software. Hardware means the building, software is the management, the program, formal and informal activities. Now I think that the Cultural Center and the Museum of Art, the activities are a little bit too formal. We would like to introduce a more informal activities to promote the creativities. And also we need to integrate the leisure and culture. For collaboration, we will form partnership with our stakeholders in the whole process of the project, from master planning, design, and management of the open spaces. New World is our key partner. We have been closely working with New World since 2011, and then last year, Jeff and I have about 8 meetings note to discuss the concept about the AOS and also the South Bay Garden. And then we also joined hands to make a presentation with the Yamate District Council for the enhancement of the AOS and South Pacific Garden. We are willing to continue collaborate with New World, Harbourfront Commissions, arts groups, and other stakeholders. So the ultimate goal for this project is to foster diversity and creativity, which is the much leader, I think, that now in Hong Kong for our social and cultural development. Our plan is not to create a good quality architecture, open space in the campus, but to provide an opportunity for the people to make sense or the meaning of the place or a sense of identity. So I think for this revitalization project, we would like to make our place a more vibrant, dynamic, and socially and culturally inclusive. So we have a short-term plan, the phase one of South City Garden, and then and also the longer-term plan, including the Museum of Art, and also the phase two of South City Garden. For the Museum of Art renovation, we will present the schematic design to the task force in March this year for your views and comment. And also for the phase two South Pacific Garden, James just present a very good concept. So we would like to work with James and New World how to develop the phase two South Pacific Garden. For the Hong Kong CC, Hong Kong Cultural Center, it will be a long-term project. But for this year, starting from this year, we will start the feasibility study with the Architectural Services Department in the next few months. For the Hong Kong Cultural Center, the actual works will take place after 2017, when the new performing art facilities in West Kowloon are open. So there's a phase one and phase two. And we also have set out the details of the scope of work was in the paper, the phase one, mainly we want to enhance the accessibility, and also we want to create an art square. For phase two, actually, you know, that James, you have covered everything, you know, what I want to say, you know, that, you know, the leisure, relaxation, event, performance, and the garden cafe. So, while the South Sea Garden should be seen as one piece of land, we propose to implement the entire rehabilitation by two phases, because the phase two will involve the remodeling of the underground Paris Mall project by New World, and some land and management issues we need to sort out with New World. The worst will only start maybe in 2015, maybe later. Jeff, you can, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. For phase one, we can commence the renovation work in March this year, for completion by the end of this year. There will be a quick win project. There are some considerations why we should handle the project with two phases. First, I think we need quick win project for this entire area to build up the momentum of this area. And of course, with this project, we can consult our stakeholder what they want for this new Tsim Sha Tsui Waterfront. Actually, for the entire area, I can see this is not much. It will take 5 to 7 years to complete. That's, I think, we need a quick win project. The second, that the new Art Square can serve as a key passageway, bring the public to the waterfront in 2015 to 2017, when the Museum of Art and the Phase 2 South Speed Garden are closed for renovations. It's very important. We need to provide an asset for the public to the waterfront. And also, the Art Square can become an alternative venue for displaying artworks by Museum of Art when it is closed for renovation for almost 3 years. We need to continue to provide art experience to the public in the campus. So the phase one, we adopt, so just idea that show, you know, that I think this is some concept, I think, that for the two phases, that will be adopt a very flexible design. We will not PM for compromise the interface with phase two renovations. That I think we are going to work with New World, you know, the how to design the phase two South Speed Garden projects. For the Art Square projects, we are going to create an open space with a greenery and art space for displaying art curation by Hong Kong artists. Key is art is the key concept for this area. Currently, the garden is just a very passive amenity without any character. So the new Art Square will not be a traditional sculpture garden, you know, just displaying artwork. We aim to provide our visitors with a new and inspiring experience of art encountering by exhibition with a special theme which will be changing in 12 months, so that there will be new attractions in this area on site from time to time. The Art Square projects, this is we are going to display these rocker yams, so bamboo structures and some thematic art display, maybe art, some art furniture. The Art Square, it also demonstrates our aspiration to bring visual art beyond the museum buildings, so that everyone can appreciate art easily without any barrier. We have organized similar projects in the recent year in the leisure part in government building. They are very, very successful. We will engage a different arts group, including those disabled and minority groups, to present their work in the new Art Square. So this is about, you know, our Hong Kong, about our identity, about our art. So this idea is fully supported by the local art community. So now I would like to hand the floor to Vivian to introduce, you know, the detailed works of the Phase 1 project.
Thank you, Louis. Good afternoon. I'm Vivian from ArtChest, the Architectural Services Department, and I'm going to present to you in more details on how the phase one will actually works of the renovation for the South Speed Garden. Just pass. well, actually, this photograph shows the present situation of the entrance to the phase one South Speed Garden. There's a portal frame, which is right in front of the garden, which we are thinking of demolishing it, and to regroup the whole garden arrangement behind that. These are the elements that we found within the garden itself at the moment. There's a covered walkway which leads from the New World underground parking lots into up to the garden across the Salisbury Garden, which actually, when you view from the Nathan Row area, this canopy actually cuts the Museum of Arts into half, which is quite disturbing in a way. In detail, the phase one we involved in is a very narrow strip of land, which is about 27 meters across from one side to the Hong Kong Space Museum side. This is 27 meters wide, and the as you see here, the purple arrow is actually showing the underground tunnel underneath the park, which almost occupy half of that phase one strip there, and there's the existing covered walkway, which actually bisects the whole gardens into half, and also there are the emergency vehicle access from the other side of the New World premises, the phase two park, which leads into the park itself. This actually shows how chronic the underground services are. The trouble with this corridor is, well, if I can put it in the word corridor, that there are a lot of underground services within that strips of land, and this slide actually shows the underground, the meanders of all the underground services which presence underneath that small piece of land there. It is very difficult to plant tall trees along that area there, due to the MTRC tunnels and all these water pipes underneath the ground, without raising it into some kind of planters above ground. So for the phase one work, we are planning to actually demolish, first of all, demolish the Roman style portal frame in front of the garden. Then we actually demolished the center part of the garden, the planters within the garden itself, relocate some of the trees, but also keep some of the mature trees along the garden there. And also there are bits and pieces of little buildings within the site which we will actually relocate them. Say, for instance, the gas regulator and some kind of and also some electricity pillar box. And also we will demolish the covered walkway, of course, and obviously reserve and transplant some of the trees existing on site. This is the result of the renovated park. We actually subdivided the park into three parts. The entrance area, we will designate that into a sculptural garden, where a sculptural space, art space, where we could put a bigger exhibit on there, and the one that Louis just showed you, the Rocco Yim's pavilion there, and we will plant on both sides of the park, where we can actually afford to have on grey planting. And the central area, we will still keep it as an open corridor for, obviously, for the crowd disposal during the festival area, festival time. And the area which I actually circled that in purple, that area is actually reserved for a new extension for the future Hong Kong Museum of Arts. So we actually look at the present situation with the portal frame sort of obstructing the view into the park. After we take away that portal frame, that has already improved the sight line from the Nathan Low on to the Avenue of Star and the harbour as well. And these are just photographs showing the materials that we are trying to use on the Phase 1 projects. And finally, this is a 3D model on how it will look like when it is finished. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So we welcome members' comment and suggestion. Thank you much. Okay.
Thank you, Louis and Vivian. Before I invite members for comments, I think I'll just make two very quick points. The first one, I think it is very clear from both of these papers and the presentations. Basically, we are not choosing between either option A or option B. So it's actually possible for us to talk about and to take the best from both parties for public enjoyment and for the fulfillment of the harbour planning principles. So I think members can raise any comments that or areas that you identify that you like or that you dislike in order for things to move forward. The second thing that I want to highlight is the time issue. So I think it seems that from the paper and from the presentation, the art square that would be the phase one work could commence in early 2013 and be completed in 2013. While that the New World Center and the Palace Mall renovation would be scheduled for completion in the last quarter of 2016. And it also seems that the New World Development also think the LCSD Phase 1, the Art Center, is compatible with their overall conceptual framework. So I think we can give more input, especially on areas, on things that we can work out for the detailed design of Phase 2. And I hope that by giving more comments, especially in this area, it is possible for us to give inputs and for, especially on the conceptual design for both parties to proceed. With this understanding, let me invite members for comments. Paul, please.
It's good to know that we're going to fix up the waterfront of Tim Tai Tsui. We've hoped for this since 2004. It's now 2012, so it's good we're making a start on this. It's also good to see that we have a love fest between New World and LCSD here today, both making loving comments about each other, which is also good news because I saw some frustration earlier on about on both sides, so it's good to see you guys are all in love with each other now, so we can move ahead. It's to be serious, Chair, I think we'll have to look at the oversight and the management of the program and the time schedules, and I would like to see that for the entire waterfront, from Tim Tai Tsui East, including the Star Ferry Piazza, basically looking like we're going to have major work going on for many, many years contiguously. As this is the number one tourism attraction in Hong Kong and also much enjoyed by many of our residents, I think we have to carefully manage the programming and the timing of all these works. As both LCSD and New World are proponents here, I wonder how we're going to manage the project, who else is going to lead it. I don't think neither LCSD nor New World should lead it. I think somebody should get involved and make sure there is leadership. I would in the past have suggested the Tourism Commission, but given their absolute absence and leadership on Tim Tai Tsui and in Aberdeen and Lay Yue Moon, they are not a good proponent to lead this project. So I think we have to find somebody to find some leadership in helping pulling this together in the absence of a harbour unit for the time being. So I think that needs to be addressed. For both proposals, I have a concern. Since 1991 and the incident in Lan Kwai Fong, these areas that are popular during events are being taken over by the police for crowd control. During the crowd control period and before and after, there is a lot of equipment being installed temporarily and usually stays behind for a long time. because these spaces are not designed for these crowds, it's very ugly. And I'm not sure whether our tourist designer tourist who has been here during an event like the fireworks, but I think that we should at all times make sure that the spaces are designed for events as well as for normal days, so that we minimize the changeover. So when an event takes place, we have minimum requirement for changeover. The harbor won't move, the waterfront won't move, the major roads won't move. We should be able to work out, because it's fairly repetitive, the crowd control by the police, but it's incredibly invasive. So if we can remove that, it also saves a lot of cost for the operations for the police, and it will make the site overall better. It also reduces the amount of crowd control measures, like Mills barriers that have to be moved in and out of the space and usually linger around for months on end, blocking access and making the site very ugly. So so that brings me then to the point, where are the storage spaces for materials that we use during events? If LCSD is organizing lots of events, so we're not talking about small events on the site rather than the big events on the water. So we have less crowd control issues, but we have more issues with temporary stages, temporary seating areas, and so on, temporary sound booths, temporary lighting points. But every time again, we have to build those. If we don't build them in early, it will always be expensive for community groups to organize events. But it's also ugly because we have all these temporary facilities laying around and we don't have storage for them. They sit around under the museum in visibility and so on. So I think we need to design the space for it. Marina, sir, Darling Harbour in Sydney has put the spaces for these stories underground, and they could pull them out, and the sound booth is permanently fixed there. You just walk in, switch on. I think it's also very important that we look at it from a potential of reducing the amount of traffic of vehicles that are going across the sites, which is constantly a problem. It's very intrusive and it's ugly that we have vehicles going around it all the time before and after events. And even if you do small events, there is these vehicles going in and out of the site, which is it's not good. So I for both sites, I like to see designs showing when the fireworks are on and when the shows are on, that these spaces are going to work and that everything is accounted for and that we've minimized all of these three aspects that I've just mentioned. On the connectivity chair, crossing Salisbury Road, thank you. New World, thank you for spending the money. Please spend as much money as you can to convince the transport department, make this happen. Please, because this is an obnoxious situation. Nobody can convince the transport department unless you spend the money to make sure we convince them. We need you to spend the money. We need you to convince them. It is ultimately ridiculous that on the major major point between the flow for tourists that are on Nathan Road and the waterfront, we completely disconnected on that crossing. It is absurd. It is an insult to the visitors, and it is bad for every person, and most of it all for residents of Hong Kong who don't live or work in Tsim Sha Tsui, who have to go to the 8 o'clock show and cultural center and find themselves stuck in the maze of tunnels. It is the most irritating situation that we have, and we have a very bad reputation for it in Tsim Sha Tsui. People avoid Tsim Sha Tsui because of the very bad connection. So please fix it. Spend the money. Make it happen. You have our support, at least from Designing Hong Kong and Society for Protection of the Harbour, and I know many members here. For the Arts Square, I'm a bit concerned, looking at all the works that are going on, why we would go to final design on this so early. I have a feeling that the Arts Square should be designed temporarily, made as free as possible of any obstacles, so we can actually do all the works in all the other areas of the site, and at the last minute fix the entrance, rather than design the entrance now, have it all installed while we're actually going to have works on all sites happening on the area. I would say clear out the area. I would look at potential for spending the money and the effort of creating common services tunnels, redirecting the piping, all those cables, sort out the mess you have underground that you've highlighted, spend the money there, create a clean space, put temporary planters, put temporary things you can move around. There's going to be trucks driving around. I wouldn't spend any money on what happens on the top. I would clear out the site, make this an open view corridor, and make this available so we can actually fix the area conveniently and easily. And then in the last minute, when everything is done, fix the entrance once the crossing around Salisbury from Nathan Road is done. So I think we should rethink this as a project dramatically from what is being presented here today, Chair. Let me just point out some other point. We're not supposed to talk about coach handling, according to Mr. Master Plan, but we need coach handling. We've got a lot of tourists coming in and out of the site, and the site got to be designed for that and keeping that in mind, and we've got to demonstrate that it can work for that, because currently we have problems on all sides with these coaches, and it's just the problem is increasing. It's probably maybe you have to solve it by making sure that the parking space across the road, which will be demolished and redeveloped, is actually designed for coach parking in the future rather than closed for other purposes. But we have to find the spaces. Marine traffic handling got to be designed for. This is a major pickup and drop-off point also for harbor cruise boats. And what you see today is not what you will have in the future. We'll have 10, 20, 30 times the traffic you see today for harbor cruisers and dining cruisers. People coming off the cruise ships. You've got to have handling space for them, so we've got to see what that design, how they designed in. Yes, I will finish up. I will try to wrap up, Chair, but this is a... I'm not sure why you're pinging me off here. I'm a bit concerned from the LCSD. You're not showing me anything about what you're going to do about what potentially quick win areas are around your cultural center. All the dead spaces and dark spaces around your cultural center, you know, why don't you fix those quickly? The museum courtyard, the space between the museum and the cultural center. So I hope you can show us to us those things soon. So those are kind of the my immediate comments on this one, Chair.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you to both the presentations. I very much, on the whole, like and support the plans. This is, after all, Hong Kong's number one tourist destination, but also a huge missed opportunity. The tourism attraction there right now, the reason it's number one, is simply the view from the waterfront, not what's on the waterfront itself. Now, these plans suggest there is an appreciation of that and a realisation that we need to change. The plans on the whole are very encouraging. They're green, people-orientated, it's engaging, it's interconnected. It's just what the area needs, and it gets away from the piecemeal approach, as has been mentioned in the presentations as well. I have a couple of caveats and a couple of points I'd like to raise. One, that the New World Plan in particular shows very good plans for the areas between the buildings, but we need to open up the buildings themselves. The buildings at the moment are very, very closed with just a couple of little doors. Very good plans for the areas between the buildings. Now to need to work with LCSD to make sure these buildings themselves become outwardly orientated, and they themselves then use the spaces to link between these buildings, as opposed to these simply putting nice greenings in between closed boxes. The presentations show a very strong focus on amenity and aesthetics. I personally like to see a bit of a stronger focus on the economic development of the area. After all, it's the activities and the amenities that bring utility to visitors, but also value added to Hong Kong. This is Hong Kong's number one tourist destination. Tourists go there. There's an economy. We want to try and extract value from those tourists, be it through cafes, be it through entertainment, alfresco dining, some sort of small-scale commercial activities. Something that Hong Kong itself can then take back from all these tourists. The third point is that while the plans themselves look very impressive and very nice, it's not just about making the area look nice in the first point, it's also then about proactive management. A key to vibrancy, more than anything, is management and how the site is managed. This has traditionally been seen as requiring some degree of private sector involvement. Our experience is working for the government as consultants on the development for Site 4 on the new Central Harbour Front and the experience on the Avenue of Stars. has been that there are challenges in involving the private sector and creating contracts where they are incentivized to deliver good performance and create an exciting and interesting waterfront. This looks like it would be a particularly challenge on this project, where you have some very beautiful looking sites, which will no doubt cost a lot of money to build, though then no doubt cost a lot of money to maintain, and it's not clear where there'll be any revenues arising from the project to fund that maintenance. So if you want vibrancy, you probably want the private sector involved in the operations. How are you going to do that right now with the constraints of this plan? I'm not sure. So we need upfront to consider the procurement and management of the area as a whole. It does need to be considered upfront. The final point then is about Salisbury Gardens. Camille likes the idea of the quick win. The problem with the quick win is that they tend to jump the gun before other plans are in place, such that you have a site that's in place and then you end up having to build around it or design around it. So while the quick wins are okay, they're okay so long as they can be reviewed once the wider area planning is in place. This shouldn't be something that once you've built, it has to stay there. There could be better ideas that come down once the whole area plan is in place, and we need that whole area plan. I'd personally encourage getting this whole area plan first and then doing the quick win, but so be it. I quite like Paul's idea of sorting out the underground utilities in the meantime. The very final point then is then the pedestrian connectivity across Salisbury Road, which I think is fantastic and wholly much needed. Thank you.
Thank you. Why Dan Carlos?
Actually, thank you very much for the presentation. It's glad to see the two of you working together, because I think, as Tom said, you know, it could be a very good example for like a private-public sector participation. And I think this is probably one of the very important project for placemaking. And if the two of you could really work together, I think, you know, we would have a very good chance. And also, you know, now that the works are, the timing of the works also fit together, so I think if you two could work sincerely together, then, you know, we would have a very good opportunity.
Thank you.
And also, you know, I think for like Vivian pointed out, there are many utilities underground, and I understand actually it would be very difficult to relocate those utilities. It would probably take like years and years, you know, like before these utilities could be relocated. And I think perhaps we have to make do with, you know, whatever we have on the ground, you know, like to make like the best out of it. And I'm glad to see that those ugly pillar box, you know, have view of the harbor could finally be removed. I think those space should be reserved for the people instead of those pillar boxes. And also I also like the idea of having an art square, because I think, you know, with the implementation of the West Kowloon, the cultural complex, you need to really reposition yourself, you know, to attract the art lovers to come to this area. And I like the idea of having outdoor arts performance in Tsim Sha Tsui. You know, I think it seems to me that these two open space, you know, like the one to the west is more like art related, and the one to the east is more like a tourist attraction. And is it possible, you know, like to sort of like we don't need like a line to draw the difference, but then, you know, like somehow, you know, like the two can be designed, you know, one more cater for the art lovers and the other more for the like a mainland Chinese, you know, like people like that, you know, like touristy. But and also, you know, I think I like the idea of having like cafes, you know, open cafes. But I think we have to be very careful. If we have too many of those, I think, you know, we will probably spoil the you know, the public from really enjoying the space. I think we need to have a balance of like both good some really like a good outdoor cafes, but then we need to have some kiosks to provide for the you know, like people cheap, you know, like me, you know, we can't really afford like $50 for a cup of coffee, but then we can afford like $10 for some, you know, bottle of water. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos, and then Ida.
Thank you, Chairman. I can see that we can see that there's a lot of enhancement features in the new proposal. But a few points I'd like to point out about this, the new design and the new place. But first of all, we in response to Paul's point about the cow management possibly. So I remember that in one meeting, in one of our meetings, we consider that in, where the police has a passion to introduce their cow management arrangements, we propose that all these kind of projects is better to engage to involve the police in the planning stage so that all the cow management facility and arrangement can be sorted out beforehand. Otherwise, we will be too remedial and I think too reactive. So I think so this is way. I hope that the two party can involve the police in the planning of the place so that the cow management can be considered well beforehand. So this is the first point. The second point is that all of our members consider that this is the number one spot tourism and local attractions. So I don't know whether you have considered this capacity of the locations, how far you have a lot, we put up a lot of features into the new plans, but have you considered that the planned capacity will be larger, will be better than existing capacity, so that you more people and tourists can go there to enjoy the life there. So I think this is very important. So I mean that try not to put too many facility there, so at the expense of the open space for people to enjoy. So I think this is the second point. The third point is maybe related to the transport traffic arrangements. Today it's very crowded. Sort of parking space along the harbour front in this area in Salisbury Road, where a lot of coaches there and tourists going there. So I don't know how, whether this New World Development and also the LSD has considered this larger picture of the traffic management in the region. Have you reserved enough space for traffic, for coach and also for private car parkings? I think that's a very important point here. Finally, the final point I'd like to make is that given that this area is a designated place for many people, for not only for tourists but also for young people. So I don't know whether they have you have the plans to open this area for 24 hours, so that it can you don't need to close it down. So people from all walk of life, all kind of variety can enjoy the harbourfront on a round the clock basis. So that's all from me at this stage. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Ida, and then we'll have some feedback from both parties.
Yes, Chair. I also share the idea about the support the idea about Art Square, because as this is an important tourist location, displaying artwork in Hong Kong is very limited in terms of space. And if we are concentrating on using local artworks, so it is a very good way for tourists to understand more about our local art scene. Okay, the other questions I want to ask is about accessibility facilities for people with disabilities. Are you using universal design? And what are the specific steps that you are going to make? Is the whole place totally accessible for like people with wheelchairs? I noticed like from New World, your cultural center piazza has a lot of steps and staircases. So how do you sort of compromise between the two, bearing in mind that our population is getting older and older in the future years? Same with LCSD, and I'm quite sure that you'll notice that people are giving a lot of adverse comments about the arts facilities are not accessible at all for people with disability, especially if there are people with disabilities who are performers. There are really no backstage support for them if they're going to perform. So I would like to know if there are any specific measures on those areas.
Let's have the comments from the team and then Lise, okay? Some feedback from the New World Development team first.
Yes, Madam Chair, just first, because I think we should take the advantage of having the designers here today to talk about design, but just to make sure that members know that we're not avoiding the discussion on the management and the coach parking and so on. We take note of every point that you're making, and we'll come back at a later time. But just regarding the management, there is a suggestion in paragraph 6.2 of the paper that we need to relook at the way that the management is carried out. And we note the point that this should perhaps be done earlier rather than later, and it will be something that we will address separately. Similarly with the coach parking and so on. In terms of the numbers of people that are coming, we anticipate that there will be an increase in the numbers of people coming, and that's one of the reasons why we'd like to expand the areas that are available for the public to use along the waterfront, and maybe James can talk more about that. I'll leave the rest for James to answer.
Thank you all for your comments. I'm really here to listen more than to sort things out. We're at a sort of very preliminary stage, and we thought it would be useful to share these concepts and to get your feedback. I agree with most of what's been said, which I find to be very heartening and very constructive and very useful, so thank you. Some of the questions raised to do with, for example, utilities or event planning and the storage and policing of events are things that we've studied and are ongoing as part of the study and the development of the design. I think what we showed you was, you know, a sort of very summary gloss of a set of imagery and ideas and programs and themes. But underlying all of that is a lot of work that we've been doing for the past 6 months and an ongoing work plan for the next year, at least, to further develop transportation issues, coach drop-off issues, crowd control issues, storage and event planning, policing and security. We're developing a management plan, and part of the management plan is related to revenue sources from potential kiosks, potential food and beverage, al fresco dining amenities, etc. So you raise very good points, but I want to assure you that many of these are points that we are beginning to address. There's a very good point towards the end on universal design and disability. Every public space that we've worked on in the US, in Europe, in the United Kingdom, there is a huge amount of attention paid to universal access, to a dignified inclusion of people with disability, not simply the provision of ramps and railings, but to find more dignified solutions through design. Most of what we've been looking at here, the ramps are very are minimal. We minimize steps. We try to provide settings that are inviting and inclusive. But it's a very good point, and we will continue to bear that in mind as we develop the design. Jeff, am I missing anything?
Well, I think you covered most of it, but maybe I can express something on our part as well. I think first, I would like to thank you for giving us a chance actually to invite world-renowned James Conner to come and present the scheme to the commission members. I still remember that the whole point actually started when we trying to see if we could enhance part of the Salisbury Road in front of our future remodeling work, and we found that there is a need just to enhance the Avenue of the Stars, which we found has been quite dated. And I think the whole story of James actually started from there. When we started to reveal the necessity to rejuvenate Avenue of the Stars, we found that there is a very big opportunity that we could actually turn the existing harbourfront into something more energetic, something more holistic, or something more easily accessible, something more enjoyable, So that's why I think the whole idea was just started off from a little spark that we want to rejuvenate the Avenue of the Stars. And I thank you for LCSD to support us all the way along in compiling the paper, in providing us with input on the local support, design, the management, and etc. I think we own them a lot, and we found it is a very good opportunity for everybody to sit down, have an overall review of the Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront, and see what is the best way forward. I totally agree with the possibility of having an improved connectivity and walkability from across Salisbury Road. It all started when we think, is there any possibility that we could actually invite more people to come over to Avenue of the Stars while keeping the existing traffic untouched? We engaged Arab to do a little study, and we found that by slightly adjusting some of the drop-off area in our development, and also some of the fine-tuning of the drop-off in Palace Mall, we will be able to provide a chance that is workable for both pedestrian and the vehicular traffic. So I'm overwhelmed today that I received such a big support on the possibility of enhancing the waterfront, and also the possibility of actually enhancing the connectivity to the waterfront as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Response from LCSD?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Actually, New World, my colleagues from New World has covered, I think, the response I would like to make. I think it's just a right time that, you know, that New World and LCSD put this proposal for the task force to kick off this project. I'm sure that there will be a lot of issues, technical issues, and then we need to look at this issue when we take the project forward. Those comments, including the disabled police, crowd control, we will seriously consider, I think, immediate project, the South Civic Garden. In the later project, for example, the Museum of Art and the Hong Kong Cultural Center, I think that will be, provide us a lot of flexibility to address this issue. Just like Paul, you mentioned about, you know, the storage issue. This is a very, very valid point that we haven't, you know, that thought, you know, the forthery that we can provide some interim storage area either in the Museum of Art or South Street Garden Phase 2, but the ultimate solution may be, you know, in the Hong Kong Cultural Center. For LCSD, we are the major, I think, owner of this area, but we have a different department, with different office in this area, including performing art, leisure, just my colleagues Margaret, and museum. But for LCSD, we have now, you know, formed one team, one coordinating team, coordinate everything. So we would like to work with New World and other departments. For example, the agri traffic, I think the LCSD is very willing to be involved in, I think, in the discussion with other departments. So hopefully, I think we will have a more, we'll report the progress, the design, I think, to the task force for your comment and suggestions. Okay, that's our comment.
Thank you. Dilis?
Sorry, Madam Chair, can I just make one point which hasn't been covered? I'd just like to respond to Paul's point, asking us to do as much as we can with Transport Department to get the pedestrian crossing across. But there's a limit to what we can do. And we really are asking you guys to help us. So we'd like to share the problem, right? And we really, what we've proposed is that we'd be done on a temporary trial basis to see if it will work and see if it won't work. And we're really looking at the task force to be able to give us support to enable that trial period to be introduced. Thank you.
Thank you. Winnie? Dilis, sorry, Dilis first, yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Chair Lady. The points that I raised, I'm going to raise is, I don't think we need an answer, but then there are some just suggestions. Now, I don't have any, you know, expertise in anything that that have been presented. But then, to me, you know, from looking at the hearing the presentation, I feel that there is a kind of a duplication with what we are going to see in the West Kowloon Cultural District, maybe in a much smaller scale. I think I know where we are from, you know, because we have the Museum of Arts and all the cultural center, whatever. And then the idea that we are going to have is basically that we will have some areas with a, you know, display of arts objects, and also, you know, we're going to you know, also utilize whatever idea or theme that we have already established in the area because of the arts museum and all that. But I think, you know, I love the idea still. I just want to make sure that, you know, we are not duplicating the effort, especially when we are talking about we are going to invite performers, like street performers and those art performers. We're not going to duplicate, you know, what we're going to have in the cultural center. We can actually build a very you know, I want to see its own character in that new area. And then another thing is there is obviously insufficient F&B facilities. I think in one occasion when we were talking about the Avenue of Stars project, we did talk about the building of more kiosks. And then I think, you know, maybe this is one of the ideas that, you know, the team would take back and think about to have more F&B facilities, especially, you know, I would like to see that there would be room to allow more local operators, more business operators, because entrepreneurship is an idea, is a very good spirit in Hong Kong. And I want, you know, this particular, you know, we all like the, you know, our coastline. We all love our harbor, and then we want our small entrepreneurs to also have the, you know, benefit of you know, of this, the usage of this this place. And then finally is the you know, I don't know whether this is the context of this discussion, but then I don't see a lot of discussion about the activities that is going to happen in the water. I'm just thinking, you know, whether the team can also think about, you know, making it more vibrant. Like we have a lot of floating garden and all that idea, the fountains and whatever. But then if there are more, you know, thinking about what we're going to use the waterfront, the water itself, it might be also very interesting. Thank you.
Thank you, Delis. Winnie, Peter, and then Franklin, and then we will try to Paul, and then we'll try to sum up. Winnie.
Thank you, Chairman. I think the government as well as the commission would welcome New World for the creative conceptual ideas that aims to enhance the vibrancy as well as the accessibility to the harbour front. And this vision to enhance Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront in a holistic manner and making it a world-class waterfront as well as a world-class tourism destination is, as I said, commonly shared by the government as well as the community. I think we should encourage New World to continue working with the government departments, especially with the LCSD, to coordinate these enhancement projects, as well as members have also pointed out that there are a lot of issues to be tackled, in especially on the technical issues, the land issues, the management issues, as well as the financing models, etc. There are a lot of issues to be further discussed. So I think, but we should encourage private sector's proposals aims to enhance the vibrancy and the accessibility to the waterfront. And one point I wish to clarify or to point out from the plan on the screen is that I noticed that the widening of the promenade as well as the water terrace in that area fronting the New World Center, I think that would encroach into the water body, which I'm not saying that that's a major obstacle, but could be. Because even if you are not talking about reclamation on that part, it may have a possible PHO implication, which I wish to point out early, because for both New World or as well as for the LCSD in considering this proposal. I think they have to take that into account when working out further on this idea. And that's the point I wish to make for the time being. Thank you.
Okay, we need Peter. Peter?
Chair, thank you, Chair. I'm probably the fifth voice on the underground utilities. I think it's a good opportunity to clean up the mess, you know, the spider web underneath.
Exactly.
Engineer-wise, it can be done. Most, if not all, can be rerouted. It will give us more grounds for trees, and the nuisance afterwards from all the maintenance is actually worse to police control, you know, when you dig up the ground. I hope New World listened enough, heard enough, so they will probably address to come up with some solution. And maybe Paul can help them, you know, talking to the various departments on this. Well, thank you. I think this is very vital. I mean, it's not on the top, in the underground, we look at this. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. That's the third dimension. Franklin.
Thank you, Chair. I also would like to express my welcome for the this collaboration and cooperation between the public and private sector in order to create a more holistic waterfront at the Tsim Sha Tsui area, because I can see that if each just cater for their own area, then it won't be a great project. And about the design process, I would like to stress one point is that if we can involve all the stakeholders now rather than later, then we can have the design team take all the parameters together and then come up with a design that caters for all these parameters early on, rather than have a design that may work for some parameters and then later discover that, well, one important stakeholder has some important parameters added to that design and then would destroy the whole design. So, we would encourage the early involvement of all the stakeholders. About the details, one point mentioned, as mentioned by Paul and other people, is the actually the at-grade crossings are very important for accessibility, and especially the one in front of the Peninsula Hotel to the Space Museum. So I appreciate the effort about how to manage the vehicular traffic together with the pedestrian traffic crossings there. And about the activities that is going to be held in maybe the performance area, the artist square, etc. I would bring a word of caution is don't be too organized about the activities there. And do encourage some spontaneous activities there. And also, I wonder if there is a possibility that we extend the area of design or the proposal or the broader front to include the area in front of the Star Ferry piers. Yes, thank you.
Paul?
I support everything Franklin just said, so I hope we can have a response. The series issue I put forward is the visual corridor from Nathan Road. It's been referred to by the LCSD, but I can't see, neither in your design that you've proposed here, that you actually effectively create a visual corridor, because I see a canopy sitting somewhere. And also, I mean, if you're really serious about it, you should cut off part of your museum. No, well, that will be a real commitment to the community. I mean, if you want to create that visual corridor from Nathan Road, make it, do it. I mean, don't be fake about it. Don't talk about it, and then do it. I mean, you know this. But anyway, but if I look at this particular drawing that is right on the screen right now, I don't see any visual corridor to the waterfront. If I take the combination of what New World proposes and what the LCSD is going to do, I don't see any visual corridor to the waterfront. So it's being talked about, I think, by both of you guys, but what I see in front of me doesn't show that. So I hope the visual corridor, and that will be in meeting with the harbour planning principles, I hope you can actually realise that as a real vision. On the issue of Salisbury Road crossing, Chair,
and New World. We can support you, but you got to do the expensive work. You got to do the transport engineering study, the traffic study, and you got to present us with the information and give us the weapons to go back to transport departments. Today, you did not give us the weapons. I hope if you have them, can you please give them to us immediately after this meeting? If you have them ready, then it would be fantastic. They're ready. Good. Then we can support you. Sure, solve that problem. Supervisual corridors and traffic. On the issue of project management, I just want to have some clarity from either Winnie or from LCSD. Which is the policy bureau that's going to actually lead this? Is this whole project running over multiple policy bureaus? Or is this going to be led by HAB, or is this going to be led by Development Bureau? But I think we've got to have some clarity about exactly where this sits. So we have one channel to go back to, and if there is not one channel, then as a Harbourfront Commission, it's on us to organize this better. Then we have to provide some project management input, i.e. regular meetings here, to continually look through this project and have this meeting on a regular basis, or even some people from this meeting, from this group, they're going to meet with them or whatever, but we've got to provide that continuity. I would hate to see this project walking away under half Development Bureau, half HAB, half TD, half this, and nobody brings it together. So I think we have to fix that today before they leave the room, as we suddenly also did the transport one. Any outdoor seating areas, could you please mark them? We didn't see them today exactly marked, but please mark them. Because we know with the FHD and the land leases, it's all very difficult. If you don't mark them now up front in your design, it's going to be a hell of getting outdoor seating in the future. So please mark them early and make sure we can see them so we can discuss them, community can see them, government can give you support. But if you don't do them now, it's a hell. Look at Linkreet at Stanley Plaza and ask them for how the drama of getting outdoor seating. It's a hell if you don't agree it up front. From a reclamation point of view, don't be scared by the protection of the harbour ordinance. Yes, you are having an impact on the water. Yes, the protection of the harbour ordinance applies. So very simple, you've got to make sure you state that continuously, give the community an opportunity to respond to your plans. If they see a public need for this, if you have the support from the community, if you have shown that you minimize your reclamation and minimize the impacts, you can get past that test. It's a very simple process. You tend to be scared off by government. Don't be scared. It's not that difficult. Just go through the motions. We've done it before. Government only tends to do it for roads. We can do it for a lot of different things. Okay? So don't be scared by what government tells you, because they are afraid to do it themselves. I don't know why, it's something strange. Only the highways department seems to be willing to go through the process, and nobody else seems to be willing to go through the process. LCSD would be scared to, because they don't know. Nobody helps them on how to do it. If you don't know how to do it, come back here, but keep it public. Make it obvious that you are covering somewhat of the water. Let the public know it and sell, argue why you need to do it, how you've minimized it, what the public needs are, and so on. Show it. I can't see, and the water's on the inside of the promenade itself, that I think that the test there is extremely simple. With these overhangs on the outside, you have to do a bit more justification. But I think you can get past that. So I'll encourage you to be as open and public and as transparent as possible. Ask for people to give you feedback on it. Monitor the feedback. Publish the results of any comments you get. Put the website up. Ask people to comment on it. Let them show you your record, people's feedback. If you have a lot of negative feedback, it becomes difficult for you. But a lot of positive feedback is good for you. You know, like, go through the motions. Do look at the Harbourfront Enhancement Review for the Central Wanza Bypass. The process is there. Just put the documents up. Let the public participate in the discussion. Thank you very much.
Last remark from Tom, and then let's have some quick feedback from the teams, and I think we're going to sum up here. Tom.
One, following off the final point about the PHO and the planning around the area that involves the water, is it worth referring this to the Water Land Interface Task Force as well?
Yes, and we will work together with the other task force as necessary.
Okay.
Right. some feedback from the two parties. I mean, basically, as you have rightly pointed out, these are points that perhaps you need to follow up on, rather than, you know, things that you can now immediately give us some concrete response.
Madam Chair, just in relation to the protection of the harbour ordinance, we acknowledge that there is a process to go through, and we are aware of the process, and this is the beginning of that process. We've indicated quite clearly today that there is an expansion of the areas over those which are covered at present, and the justification, the main justification for all of it, is that it is for a direct public benefit. And we think that we can go through the process, the systematic process of justifying it, and come to a conclusion. And one of the prime things that we'll be looking at is that you can equally justify it for people as you can for cars. And so far, the only justification that seems to have been successful is for vehicles, and we actually think people are quite important too. So we will go through that process. Thank you.
Thank you. LCSD?
About Paul's visual corridor, I think we have difficulty to demolish to knock down the building. But that's just still a visual corridor, but when the visitor reach Museum of Art, just turn right a little bit.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. So I think we have received a lot of very good comments, and some of these are actually quite difficult to address. So I just want to conclude by saying and mentioning that the Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront is a priority of this task force that we would like to further enhance for public enjoyment. The task force welcomes New World Development's initiative and your conceptual idea of enhancing the Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront with a view to making it a world-class waterfront. And we support your efforts to examine the feasibility of making an at-grade crossing at Salisbury Road. I wish to advise your team to take into account members' comment and to continue to engage relevant departments, including LCSD, you know, Harbour Unit, and so on, when taking this conceptual proposal further. And I also hope that LCSD, you will take into account members' comments in improving your conceptual design of the proposed Arts Square. So we heard a lot of support for this idea, for the display of artwork of local artists, and so that they can use the space earlier on. As this project seeks to enhance the waterfront leisure facilities and to add vibrancy to the harbourfront, I think it should be supported from this perspective. And I hope LCSD would continue to liaise with New World Development so that a holistic enhancement could be implemented for the Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront. And finally, on the points that Paul, you mentioned about, you know, leadership and so on, I just Nick's comment came to my mind, especially in the first meeting that we have the Harbourfront Commission. He said, let us be the champion. All right. So let this task force be the champion and asking for feedback, updates from the parties, and allowing the different parties to work things out and to coordinate among themselves as to which party would take which role and who would take the leadership, instead of imposing it right now. But surely our task force will be the champion of this very important piece of assets of the Victoria Harbourfront. And please try to work out with the Secretariat, and we hope to hear the updates from you soon, so that we can give you more inputs and feedback to take things forward. All right, so thank you very much, and let us close this item. Thanks for coming. Thanks, everyone, for joining us for this. Very useful.